finally, on most Mondays we end the program with my Can I Just Tell You commentary. But this week I'm passing the mic to our intern, Danielle Gerson. Danielle has worked hard these past few months and we have appreciated her. But now she's leaving us to head out into the cold, cruel world of job hunting. And she's pretty sure while she waits for that right opportunity, she will be waiting tables. And she has a few choice words for how she'd like you to express your appreciation at that job. Danielle, rock the mic.
Here's a true story. I was out to lunch recently, and to my horror, I actually witnessed a woman tip her server 2 pennies after an entire meal. That's right, 2 measly pennies. Well, here's my 2 cents. If everyone tipped like that, no one would be serving your food. A New York Times blogger recently discouraged people from robust tipping, pointing out that airline pilots don't ask for tips. But servers don't make what pilots make. Sir, in my state, that would be $2.83 an hour. As a recent graduate during this great recession, rent and student loans rest heavy on my shoulders. That $2.83 an hour has often been my only option. I've been serving since I was legally allowed to hold a tray and ask, with a smile, of course, "Would you like soup or salad with that?" I've paid my dues grinning at mothers whose toddlers secretly threw crayons across the room, hid pizza crusts in flower pots, and littered the floor with hot dog remnants. Nothing builds character like dusting crumbs from your white tablecloth and helping you tie that lobster bib around your neck. And while I've taken a hiatus from this ballroom dance of balancing trays and refilling wine glasses, many young people still depend on tips to survive. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, over 2.3 million people deliver our food wearing pearly white smiles to match their pressed white aprons. They hustle day in and day out, all in hopes that the friendly patron will generously pick up where their hourly wage left off. Kindly, tell me another weekend gig that a young woman in college can do to earn $200 a night between biology on Friday and calculus on Monday. And make sure it doesn't include stilettos and a brass pole. Oh, but I am a good tipper, you might be thinking. Yes, maybe you are. And certainly there are some good tippers out there. The best I know have worked in the industry themselves because they just get it. But to those unabashed tippers who commit this crime on a recurring basis, those egregious tightwads, those who have so obviously never suffered the weight of 9 Diet Cokes, Hold the Ice, and 6 sippy cups of chocolate milk, all of which the server stirred to a chocolatey perfection. Yes, this is for you. If you want your coffee to stay fresh and your filet delivered at a lovely pink-centered medium rare, then please realize that the only person between you and that delicious hunk of steak is the server to whom you just left 2 crinkled dollar bills. After tipping out the bussers and food runners, they're left with virtually nothing. So until you walk a mile in these battered old slip-proof shoes, please think before you tip.
Danielle, tell us how you really feel. That was Tell Me More intern Danielle Gerson, and now it's your turn to chime in on tipping. How much do you leave when you go to a restaurant? What do you do when you feel the service is not quite up to par? We want to hear all your waitstaff stories. You can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name. You can also log on to our new website where you can read more from fellow listeners and enjoy a simpler social networking experience. Go to npr.org, click on Programs, then on Tell Me More, and blog it out. And that's our program for today. You've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin, and I am a good tipper. Let's talk more tomorrow.